Under the baton of music director Yannick Nézet-Séguin, the Philadelphia Orchestra will perform a free concert at Girard College today. It's a traditional tribute to the life and work of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Today's performance will spotlight violin virtuoso Aday Williams. Morning Edition host Jennifer Lynn spoke with Williams last week. The 18-year-old, who's studying at the Curtis Institute, says she began performing on stage at the age of 6. While she enjoys chamber music and solo performances, Williams says there's nothing like rocking out within the body of an orchestra.
Orchestra, I love, because it's just like you're obviously not an individual voice, especially as a string player. And if I played the flute or oboe or something, you'll have lots of solos. But I'm a violinist, so there are, what, 50 violinists in an orchestra? But it's so cool because you're part of that, like, huge sound. But you're still, like, rocking out with your stand partner. And then, like, if you have a favorite part, like, in the basses or, like, in the horns, you're like, yes! So good. And it's awesome to be a part of that, like, huge sound that, like, just surrounds the hall.
I love that you call it rocking out. Certainly,
yeah. Far from, for, like, to, like, Prokofiev or, like, Shostakovich, I guess, like, for something more, you know, dainty, I guess you wouldn't be rocking out.
Has your instrument ever betrayed you during a performance, and in what way?
Who betrayed me? Like a slipping, like in terms
string
of intonation.
Or the tuning or the intonation.
Yeah, for sure.
All the time, sometimes?
Not all the time, no. Also depends, like, on the weather and, like, the...
So the humidity can affect
humidity,
it, or dry air.
Exactly. Yes. I luckily have never popped a string on stage. Luckily. It happened once in, like, an audition, like a competition, which was, like... I'll be right back, okay? I have to, like, go, like, gather my violin. It's freaking out right now. But, yes, I've definitely had moments where the strings have completely gone out of tune, like, whole notes out of tune, and I have to, like, adjust on the spot, because you can't, like, stop in the middle of a piece and think, sorry, you have to tune.
Tell us what you're going to perform with the orchestra.
I will be playing Havanese by Camille Saint-Saëns.
And tell us about that piece briefly.
Well, Havanese is habanera in Spanish. It's a dance in 2/4 time, and it has this four note, very characteristic four note like rhythm that goes throughout the piece, mainly in the cellos, and that is contrasted with the solo line, which is like a triple duple meter.
I know music and I don't know what that is.
Okay, so it's like 1 2 3 1 2 1 2 3 1 2.
Oh, okay.
That's what the solo line has, and the cellos are doing dum ba dum bum.
So one layer on top of the other.
Yeah, and it's really cool. It makes it very, like, romantic and kind of like a dance. You can definitely dance to this kind of music. But then there are these episodes of, like, virtuosic fast passages throughout the piece. So it goes from that dance to more exciting and, like, flair virtuosity sections. And then it ends actually very calmly. It's a showpiece, but it ends very, like, in a tranquil way, in a very, very high note on the violin.
Nice.
And it's like...
You spoiled it for us.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, no. We can delete that part.
Just kidding. We'll do spoiler alert. Well, this is really wonderful. Do you come from a musical family?
My mom and aunt grew up with piano, but they didn't really take it to the professional level at all. They stopped in their teen years. My mom did a lot of conducting, like, for chorus work in college. So they can all read music and arrange things, and they know music, but they don't really, they're not doing that for a profession. My generation, me and my cousins and my little brother, were kind of the ones to, like, take it to the next level. My little brother, Jonathan, who's 10, plays the cello.
You are this genre's future. Well, you are the now, but hopefully you'll stay around.
Yes, I hope so. Yes, that'd be great.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.